February 21, 1922. Love makes one die and live continuously, to give life to the beloved and form one single life. Continuing in my usual state, my always adorable Jesus, on coming, told me, my daughter, my love toward the creature made me die in every instant. The nature of true love is to die and live continuously for the beloved. The love of wanting her with oneself makes one feel death, and causes a martyrdom, perhaps of the most painful and prolonged. However, love itself, stronger even than death, gives one life at the very instant in which he dies. But to do what? To give life to the loved one, and form one single life with her. Those flames have the virtue of consuming one life to fuse it within the other. This is precisely the virtue of my love, to make me die, and form many seeds from my consummation, to place them in the hearts of all creatures, so as to make me rise again and form with them one single life with me. Now, you too can die, who knows how many times for love of me, and maybe in every instant. Every time you want me and do not see me, your will feels the death of my privation, and it does in reality, because as you do not see me, your will dies because it does not find the life it looks for. However, after it has consumed itself in that act, I am reborn in you, and you in me. And you find the life you wanted, but to return to die once again in order to live in me. In the same way, if you desire me, your unsatisfied desire feels death. But as I make myself seen, it finds its life again. And so, your love, your intelligence, your heart, can be in continuous act of dying and living for me. If I have done this for you, it is only fair that you too do it for me.